Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Maddie M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Was Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy. But I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. It's a progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, brick squad mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, brick gang. Just amazing gigs with 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP strap, Matt strap, young Tay, Eloise Cartel. RIP Gata. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96 FG, honey blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve, CEO swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. It is hump day, and you know what that means. It's time to sit back, relax, listen. Because Sideways with Shels and Maddie M and Fuck It Up with the Fuck Ups of the Week. You can't get no better than that. The best company, the best news, the best people. Hey, Maddie, how are you doing this evening, sir?
Man, why the fuck do you have me on mute? I was talking to myself the whole time, man. Anyways, it's hump day. And I like what you said about Wednesday. There's no better spot to spend your time on Wednesday evening than here.
We are here.
Yeah.
We are here. Yeah. We is here. It is hump day. And let me tell you about my week, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about my week.
Oh, I know it's going to be a busy conversation right now. Go ahead.
All right. So, first off, the Wizard of Oz came through this bitch and visited us yesterday here in good old Huntington, West Virginia, and in the surrounding area. We had a wonderful little tornado come through. It was like the fucking Wizard of Oz. A tree flew through, hit the van sideways, made it go sideways. Then I'm out in the rain trying to pull this tree out in the pouring freaking rain of the van, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I haul it for my son, of course, for country. He comes out barefoot, right? He's soaked. I'm soaked. As soon as I get the piece of the tree out, it literally swept away like the fucking Wizard of Oz. It was
the
craziest
shit. Did you see that? You were that close to the tornado? I'm just glad you guys weren't hurt, man. Like a tree falling
well,
on the car.
Well, they considered it tornado-like weather, but they didn't consider it a tornado. But I'm going to tell you something. That shit was the craziest shit that I've been in this region. I've been in tornadoes before in Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, in Alabama, freaking in that area. Mm-hmm. But I have never been in one here in this area. Which, I mean, they said we've had them before, but, like, it still wasn't even considered a tornado that I know of. It was just considered tornado-like weather. And
yeah,
it's crazy.
Warning.
Like, yeah, it's insane. Like, I've literally, I'm not kidding you. 1 second we're sitting there, the next second, here comes this big fucking tree into the car. And I'm just glad that we were in the driveway, right? But then, mind you, that's the second wreck I've had in a driveway. The other wreck I was in a driveway was in Alabama.
Only,
I know,
you,
right?
You got to write a book, though. You got to write a fucking book,
right,
man, honestly. Yeah.
So
I
was in Alabama visiting my friend, Angie, right, Angela. And freaking, we're sitting and getting ready to back out of her driveway, and she has like a little sports car transam or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But we're getting ready to pull out of the driveway, and I shit you not, here comes this car squealing around the curb and hit us, parked. Now, mind you, this was just a little neighborhood, right? It was like 15 miles an hour. They hit us at 55 miles an hour and knocked her whole fucking bumper off. That shit was insane.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think you have something about you that, first of all, I think it's a gangster, because there's no way you're going to live forever because all the shit you've been through, honestly, like even in a week, even in the radio shows we have, we talk for 2 hours and all the crazy crap that happens to you on radio shows, like coon hunting or possum hunting, snakes down your shirt, walking on spiders that like explode into 1,000 little spiders. Like,
oh, that was insane. That was insane.
Yeah, I still got the creepy crawlies from that shit, man. Just hearing about it, that's fucked. Only you, girl.
Yeah, so, well, then my mom this morning, she was like, I'm going to pull it to a driveway and see, you know, to my driveway and see the tree and, like, all the damage and shit. So I was like, I don't know about that, Mom, because I don't know if the car will drive. She's like, oh, we got to see if it's going to drive anyway. If it goes in reverse, we'll be all right. So she puts it in reverse and backs up, and we're okay. So we get up to the country road, and she goes to cut the wheel and put it in drive, and the damn thing won't drive. It literally would not go in gear. So we had the whole country road blocked off, which people love us. And, you know, it was like the only, it's like the only way in and out of town, right? And so, like, we're sitting there, and, like, traffic is backing the fuck up, and I'm like, Mom, we got to do something, right? And so guys are getting out of their car and, like, to come in, and I run up here to get the kids because they're still asleep. That's how early it was. So, well, it doesn't matter. The teenagers are asleep anyway. But I come up to get kids, and I'm like, hurry, Grandma's in the middle of the road. I need help. Blah, blah. We're blocking the whole road. And, of course, my one son sits up and says, Mom, what the hell, man? Calm down. What do you mean? Is she laying in the road? And I was like, no, the car's in the road. And he was like, are you kidding me? And then he laid back down. And I was like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, we're blocking the whole traffic. And he was like, not my problem. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So then my other son, I come in, well, because he doesn't even know when he talks to you when he's asleep. You know what I mean? Like, it literally, you don't want to have a conversation with him for like an hour after he wakes up. And then my other son, okay, I'm coming. And I guess he fell back asleep and never saw him again. So I'm down here with the neighborhood yeehaws, and we're trying to get the van pushed up, right? And there's no pushing that motherfucker because we're down on a downward slope in reverse. Like, what the fuck? So we decided that the best thing to do would be to back it up a little bit and put it on the spot that would make so people could go through one lane of traffic. And then another guy from down the road, he had a farm, and of course they all have farms out here. So he goes out there and he comes up and he's like, I'll go get some orange cones for my house because people fly around this. I was like, yeah, no shit. We've had so many people wrecking this curve, like in our flower bed, in our mailbox. Hell, one night we even had the FBI, the CIA and all that shit out here. Somebody had escaped from prison that had committed murder and was on the run, and they literally had him sprawled out in our front yard. Like, there was cars in our hay field and everything. It was crazy. But, yeah, so, yeah, he went and got his orange cones and brought them out, and we did a little orange cone thing, and then so I had to sit out there and mandate traffic for 4 hours until the tow truck got here. Anyway.
Yo, so, you know, I've never met him, but it's love by osmosis. I love your sons, but honestly, man, those dudes, they need to, like, get their act together, man. Well, mama calls and get your ass up, because this isn't the first time I've been on the phone with you, and they didn't do shit about nothing. They gotta get going. When mama says something, get it. Anyways, that's crazy.
I need to beat their ass.
Yeah. But I think that FBI thing is funny, man. You know?
Oh, that was true. That really fucking happened.
You know, honestly, I consider my life to be like an extremely interesting life, but I mean, it barely holds a flame to your life. Honestly, just regular shit you go through every day. And that's hilarious.
It's crazy.
That's my
what
girl. Strong as fuck, though. Strong as fuck, girl. That's why you are who you are. All these things.
I guess, you know. The thing is, it's like, it's just crazy. Like, living out in the country, it's crazy what you see out here. Because literally, people do, you know, when you're in the country, you drive faster. People drive faster. And they go around these curves thinking that they're on Gran Turismo or what the fuck ever. And they literally take out, like, we have probably 4 or 5 wrecks here at least a year with the car flipped over on its side, if not completely flipped over. We have one guy that was sitting out here. He went in the ditch. He crawled out. His leg was completely broke. It was sticking through the skin. And he crawled out with his guitar and propped himself up against a fucking tree with his guitar. And I was like, dude, do you really think you need your guitar right now? He was like, man, I don't want it to blow up in the flames. So I was like, are you fucking kidding me? But we have this school out here, this Votech school out here. And all these younger people, you know what I mean? Like young kids that don't have any thought about when they're 30 or 40, what the fuck they're doing in their life right now. So, you know, they're in their 20s and shit, and they're just trying to have a good time. And they literally think that they're race car drivers when they go down this fucking hill. And it's like, dude, you don't know how many times they've had to pay for my mom's flower garden to be fixed. Crazy.
Well, you know, at least got some. Well, just don't walk around there, girl.
Right. And they go around with baseball bats and hit your mailboxes. Do they do that in Canada? Do people go around with baseball bats and hit mailboxes?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, the best I can give you is, you know, you go to rural areas and, you know, the stop signs all shot up or whatever. But, I mean, I think that went away with the 70s, didn't it? Hitting mailboxes? Like, shit. Unless you got
no,
a
it
nice
did not,
one.
Because mine has just been hit the past 2 weeks. I have been victimized again. I mean, I put a fucking concrete thing in there thinking that whoever hit it got a fucking weird awakening. I know that because they definitely felt that.
That's my girl.
You know what I mean?
Man,
I got tired of them fucking my mailbox up. So I was like, you fuckers, I'm going to get you this time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway. So let's bring on speaking of all these fuck-ups. Right? Speaking of all these fuck-ups in my life, let's bring on Fuck
intro.
It Up.
That's an intro, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's an intro for your ass. What's up, Fuck It Up?
Yo, what's up, Maddie?
What's up,
Joe? Yo,
hey,
it's Wednesday.
Hey. Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday. In the house. Yep. Hey, it's
yes,
our favorite day. You know, I'm sober right now. You know what I'm saying? About to get the headlines in, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm about to get it rocking. But other than that, this week, you know, I had a magnificent time. You know, I did my self-care. I jumped on my skateboard, made an epic video. So other than that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just about self-care.
Oh, dude,
you know
send me that fucking video, dude, when you get a chance, man. I want to see it.
Copy.
That'd be dope.
Copy. I got music on it, too. I'll send you my TikTok. But other than that, yes, I've just been basically doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, staying young, you know what I'm saying. My birthday's coming up soon, so I'm just trying to stay blessed day by day and try to stay ahead of the game.
Wait.
So it's Maddie's birthday.
Mine's the 24th. When's yours?
29th? Leo.
Oh, happy birthday, homeboy. Yeah,
hey,
my birthday is 24/7. Just like my life.
That's what I'm talking about, 24/7. I love it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Salute.
You know, in fact, let me go ahead and say this.
You too, Bubba.
Since Maddie's birthday is next Monday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's okay.
Happy birthday, Mr. Maddie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
you. Yo, you know what you sound like? You sound like, what was that girl who did? Oh, yeah, Marilyn Monroe. She's like, Mr. President. That's what she
Mr. President.
Well, thank you both and Milton. Yo, man, happy birthday, dog. Yo,
happy birthday.
Like
you know,
said,
I'm not a good singer.
Oh, no, man. Happy birthday to you. And please send me.
I get to sing to Milton next Monday or next Wednesday because his birthday will be next week.
Yeah. All right, that sounds good.
I'll serenade him next week. I got this.
Okay.
I got my guys.
Perfect.
You know where my guys.
Perfect.
I got my guys.
All right. This is Sideways Fuck Up of the Week. This week we have three headlines across the U.S. First, out of Fox News, Florida, woman calls 911 after McDonald's runs out of McNuggets. Second headline. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I heard her in my head, too. I know exactly what she looks like.
Was the hamburger getting it?
Hey, somebody got it. Someone got it.
Yeah.
Hey, out of Florida, drunk Florida man tried to use taco as ID after accidentally setting his car on fire. Third and final headline.
Yo,
wait a minute. We got to really think about this.
Man.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God. I got one more. That one is
okay.
Hilarious. Yes. I got one more. Last one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Florida woman stabbed boyfriend for farting on her. On Tuesday, a 37-year-old woman threw a 8-inch knife at her boyfriend after he purposely busted her on his way to the kitchen. Then Huntington Post requested arrest. Deborah Ann Burns, in which he had learned the woman admitted to the Cowley County Sheriff's Department of her vengeful attack. Detectives has found cuts on the father's abdomen and at the scene. This is Fuck It Up. Fuck It Up.
Jesus. Yo, that sounds like one of my ex-wives,
dog. God. Okay. You brought him, Fuck It Up. That's all I got to say. You brought him.
So, could you read the second one again, dude? Because I feel like my stomach hurts. I'm laughing.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me get back to it.
I got to light my blunt while you do this.
All right, light it up, girl. It's Wednesday, baby. Actually, I got to have a shot. Yo, it was the one about the taco for ID, homie.
I'm copy. I'm working on my tablet, my Apple tablet. So hold on 1 second.
Take your time, man. Like I said on Twitter, today's chilling, man. We ain't no rush to do shit. Summer review.
Right.
We're just talking and we just chilling today, man.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, I'm thinking the dude was drunk, so I'm just trying to find the headline. So hold on.
Oh, yeah, he's drunk, dude. His car's on fire. Yo, for real. Was it a hard or soft tackle, man? That's what I want to know. And did you
No, it just said taco. It just said taco on it. Damn.
Yo.
I can't find it. I can't find it.
Basically what it was, the guy set his car on fire and then produced a taco for his ID.
Yeah. Thanks, Al.
I don't know why that's getting me so hard, man. That's just hilarious.
Because I could, literally see somebody I know do that.
Yeah.
I know someone that do that. I know someone that gets drunk and do stupid shit all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, me included. Let me tell you guys this. I got to tell you, I went out this past weekend, Matt, and I went out with my buddies, right, Cloud Shells. I'm not sure if I told you my embarrassing story. So I go out on Friday, and I went out with Kelly Product. So he can capitalize on this. Oh, shit. So when we bring him back, he can capitalize on this. So anyways, he took me out. We went out on Friday, and we at the bar, listen to his new music. He got some new music that he's going to showcase. But in any case, So, I'm listening to his music, and then I start feeling myself. I'm like, damn, I need some food. I need some food ASAP, right? I'm telling myself I need some food, but did I go get food? No, I didn't. So I just kept on getting the IPA, right? So I already had a lager at the studio. When we get to the bar, I had, three IPAs? Next thing you know, and I'm using my credit card, got him drinks, got him, getting drinks, whatever. Next thing you know, I'm like, damn, where's my credit card? I go to the bartender. The bartender's like, I gave you your credit card. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't have my credit card. I'm looking everywhere. I'm even looking in my man Merce, and I don't even have it in my man Merce. So I'm like, damn, where's my damn credit card? So basically, the owner, right? I'm having a dispute with the owner, right? And Cali is over there laughing at me, bro. And I'm just like, why is he over there laughing, right? And I'm going against three security guards. Like, they're just looking at me. And I'm just like, no, I don't have my credit card. So I walked out of the establishment. Like, and as soon as I'm walking out, I start filling my pockets, bro. And it's inside my pocket where I keep my GoPro, my ear pop things. It's in there. So I pull out the credit card. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm getting kicked out of a bar just because my credit card was on me. Oh, my God. It's so pathetic, bro.
Yo.
I got kicked out, and I had the credit card on me the whole time. That's how tossed I was. Out of IPAs, out of three IPAs. It was awesome.
Dude, IPAs will get you, man. I don't like that thick shit. But, yeah, well, glad you had a good time, homeboy. Yo, tell Cali we say what up, man.
Oh, wait until we can bring him back. He got that fire I was listening to because I went over there this Friday. Ooh-wee. I ain't saying no more. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was good, man. You know, we like premieres on our show, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
and let me say
ready.
This too. We had guests tonight, and because of the weather, guys, they actually are using generators where they're at right now, so they couldn't come on.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had guests, right? But yeah, the weather sucks dick, so no one could get. That's why we're doing a review, right?
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad everyone's okay. I know that, you know. There was a fire over in Alberta, Canada. Now Shells, you're going through the storms. Yeah, just prayers out for everybody, you know, big time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Everyone who fucking ever doubted global warming, like, I mean, I'm a scientist. I'm an engineer, and I have a biology degree, too. And, yeah, I mean, I never doubted that shit, but everyone tried to doubt everything. But look at it. I mean, look at it. I mean, Canada's crazy right now. Like, usually we have mild summers. Like, we're either, like, 10 degrees, well, you guys can't get the Celsius shit, but, or it's like 40 degrees, and fires are crazy, you guys are getting tornadoes, and everything's fucked up, like, everything's
really
messed up, like, there was hail in Calgary the other day, and yo, hail ain't like it used to be, you know what I'm saying, like, it used to be what, maybe maximum an inch, now you're getting, like, some baseball-sized shit, like, honestly, if you're outside, good luck. Straight up, good luck.
Baseball, big ass baseball.
Oh, 100%,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it till I saw one, dude. And like, yo, better get inside and put your car in the garage. And look at Shell, man. Trees falling on her ass like crazy. Like,
That's what I'm saying.
Think,
I'm glad you're okay, Shell. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too, bro.
It's 130 degrees,
me too, man.
In California, in Death Valley, 130 degrees, Death Valley, California.
Wow.
130. And people,
that's not that bad, though.
What?
But,
yeah, right.
Fahrenheit? What?
No, because
130.
I lived in Vegas for 10 years, man. I lived in Vegas 10 years, man.
130
is
fucking hot.
Yeah, I know, it's especially hot, but no one should be in Death Valley in the first place. Like,
that
unless
part.
you ATVing down there, like, yo, unless you got a little scooter you're racing around on, you got like an ATV. You got one of those dune buggies, yo, or you got a car.
Yeah, you're going to get in and get out, right?
Right. Nah, but we used to race, man, on the salt flats, man, because perfectly level.
Yeah, I know all about
the
salt flats. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Let me tell you all something that you don't know. My first husband's uncle is Craig Breedlove, who broke the land speed record driving the Blue Flame back in the day in Salt Lake.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Well, I did not know that. Yeah, that's cool, man.
That's dope. That's super dope.
Yeah, man, you just, it's dope. You just sit outside, man, and you can't spend that much time out there because if your car breaks down, you are definitely fucked. But, yeah, we just race, man. We just race cars because perfectly flat.
Yeah, that's a race road. The road I live on is not a motherfucking race road.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you're like a stunt car driver, because, like, bitch, I've lived out here since I was 16 years old. I've lived in this property.
I like that property, though. You got a lot of land, though. I like the property, though. Big time. I like it.
Oh, yeah, man. And you sent me some pics, yo. And, yo, your place was dope. And I love the flowers you did. Like, yo, your place was sick, man. I got to come by and crash. Yo, you and I got to go. We got to go crash. Yo, Milton, we got to go fucking crash there for a week or something. Except we got to put in work, though. We got to put in work. We got to cut down these trees that be falling. We got to, like, you know, get the chickens, shit like that.
No, the grass. Bale the
hay. Hey, I'm down for that.
I'm not lazy.
Yeah, I ain't lazy either, man.
I love
it. Yeah, especially for room and Shell's cooking. Yo, I'll work for that shit.
How about you guys?
Oh,
all right, all right.
Facts.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Milton. Since you on here and you talking your Cali products, we're doing a review. I think I'm going to start with Cali product, actually.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. Good call, girl. Remember, I told you, girl, let's play songs that are all different shit. I can't remember last time we played Cali, though, so pick whatever one you like the best.
Yeah.
So I'm going to review Pump Day.
All right. Fuck it up. I'm going to put you out so you can go smoke, do what you want to do, but we're going to bring you back in because we're just chilling tonight.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love.
We're just chilling tonight, so I'm going to bring you back in, but go smoke.
Yeah, you co-host tonight, homie.
All right, I'm going to go smoke. I got you.
All right. So Cali product, right? Here we go.
Yes.
Cali product.
All right,
this is Check My ID. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Day, same shit. Dodging these suckers. Poor nigga over asking me for my ID and shit. Fuck that. Let's go. Pistol with the full clip in it, knocking gangstar full clip while I'm corner bending on my way to the happy ending. New nigga when the Henny kick in. Fuck the Babylon swerve, I'ma keep sipping. Yep, I'm on one. Pull me over, wanna check my ID. Blicky in the stash, all he found was the IV. I'm out. On the lookout, one time creeping old ops with they lights out. Either way, it's gonna be some lights out. 5-5-6 with the bright pal. Wow, how y'all think that shit was going down?
I rap me, these haters, they want.
Yo, man, I always thought that song was way too long, like way too much chorus. But when he starts spitting, like, yo, that's one of his best, like, that's a bunch of his best verses. Anyways, y'all, I'm going to take the second to shout out to OG Mac Drama, a brother of mine, and thanks to God for the spot. And the show is, you know, it's thanks for that. And I love you, homie. And, yeah, tomorrow we have Power Talk by OG. OG's on vacation. I can't even get a hold of him, motherfucker. I don't know where he's at. But we got Power Talk by OG with Maddie M. Michelle. That's tomorrow, same time, same channel.
Facts. And what?
Yes.
And what should we play next?
Oh, okay. So, we got to play some Show Gutter, man. For real.
That sounds good to me. For real. Show Gutter. So you all check Cali Product out. That's Cali Product. Hold on. Let me bring Fucker up in. He'll tell you his. Hey,
yes,
Fucker up.
Yes. Okay, so that
what
right
is
here,
Cali Product? Yeah, go ahead and talk.
Okay, so that right there, that is DJ Wealth and Cali Product. So it's two DJs working together. But the thing about Cali, he DJs and he's a performer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DJ Wealth,
that.
He's a beat maker. You see what I'm saying? So DJ Wealth basically has been in the game for a minute. He started out Cali Product because of, you know, Cali Product got that, you know, he's been around for so long. So DJ Wealth was like, oh, man, I got to check what's going on with him. You see what I'm saying? I want him to show me some things.
Yeah.
So they combined forces together, and that's what made Wealth Rock Music. That's what made Wealth
gotcha.
Rock Music.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
Wealth Rock
yeah,
Music. So basically, Wealth Rock Music is both them together. You see what I'm saying? Cali is just basically himself, but them together combined, that's what they bring the music together. And that's Wealth Rock Music. Yes, sir. But there's both two DJs, badass DJs, working together, but you got one DJ that does everything. Makes his own music. He's a videographer, and he's a writer. He's a performer. He makes beats himself. But he's a DJ. He cuts records. Cali Product cuts records. He'll scratch.
I don't know
he'll
where you're
there.
From
he'll...
right now, New York or Cali?
I'm a New York Calian.
Yo, man, he's from wherever he wants to be from, man.
I was born in New York, but I was raised on Cali, raised in California.
Right.
So I've been here
yeah,
ever since.
I know, but I don't know which one I'm dealing with.
But when I talk to you, man. You
can usually tell which one you are. Right now, you're like a combo of it. It's like, what the fuck? Stop it.
You're like, what the fuck? And plus,
yo,
I just got the smoking too, though, you know?
For all our listeners, I met Milton through Shelly, and I mean, honestly, this dude, whenever I'm feeling shitty, I just think of this motherfucker. So I just love hearing his voice every time we're on the show on Wednesdays. And you know, you have a, how do I put this? You have a way about you that you never brag about yourself, which I love. And the fact is, yo, you've been through some crazy shit. You know some crazy people, man, like in the industry. Like, you've been in here for a minute. Yeah. And I just love how you never name drop. You never say shit. You know what I mean? And, yo, you've been like, man, you in it. So I just love, like, I just love you, man. You know that. You know I love you.
Thanks, Maddie.
And honestly,
Shell's
love you, too. And, no,
I love both you guys. That's why I'm here every Wednesday. I got you guys.
Yeah. We're glad we have you, dog. Especially if you keep coming
you
up with taco stories, dog.
That part, hey, the internet is crazy. You know, the internet is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I appreciate the opportunity to spit it, you know what I'm saying, to spit it to the world. You know, I appreciate you guys.
No doubt.
And you know,
dog,
it's so
it
funny.
Ain't.
When I called him and I was like, hey, fuck it up. Guess what? I want you to do the fuck ups of the week since you're fucking up. Because that's what I call him. My son was even like, Mom, what's his name? Like, I don't want to call him that. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, it's Milton. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so it was dope because what a better person, because he's got some fuck-ups in his life. That is crazy. And you know, we all do. People look at my life and they're like, that's nuts. But, yeah, it is, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. No, word is born. I appreciate you guys. And, you know, I just love what, you know, the opportunity that I have, you know what I'm saying, for of course, to get real every Wednesday. Plus, you know what I'm saying, you know, Shells, I can't do my headlines if I'm lit. So I got to wait after, then we can talk.
So,
right.
Yo, I wish I were like you.
Facts.
I sent Shells a text today. I'm like, yo, don't ever do leg days after 9 shots. And she wrote me back. She's like,
are you
okay?
Okay?
I'm like, I'm a beast. I can handle anything. Yeah, but that was a hard fucking workout, though. For real.
It's like, dude, that just did not sound like a good text to me at all. Like, you must be fucking suffering. You know what I mean? No.
Nah, man. Yo, just keep going. That's it. Like, honestly, put a weight in front of me. I'll either break my back trying to pick it up, or I'll pick it up. So it's zero to like 1,000 for me. Like, can't put a weight in front of me.
Hey, that's why I said in the lyrics, I said in the podcast tune, I said he's throwing weights while he opens gates to the music. He doesn't hesitate.
Yeah, I like that part. Yeah. Right? No.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Man, if only people like, all right,
let's play some music. And then we'll talk some more.
Why? We're getting boring, too?
You're not boring me. But I feel like the people come for the music, and we need to give them a little bit of music. That's just
give them some music, show.
I don't know.
I'm high.
I'm high.
Yeah,
too,
I'm getting drunk, too.
Maddie's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the bottle just clink. Yeah. All right. So what do you want to hear from Soga?
I don't know, man. You pick whatever.
We're going to play Up Next.
Let's get it.
Soga, Up Next.
Ain't spending in the minutes, only right that I flex. VBS diamonds, blood walking on my chest. You see how I'm shining, you can tell I'm up next. I'm dripped down in Nike, dog, I know you see the text. The respect and the power, so you know the money next. Know the money next. Got the respect and the power, so you know the money next. Know the money next. Ain't shit. Spent hard nights, with hard white plotting all night. Now we all right. And we all right, 48 till now, I own all right. This is what you call life, this is what you call life. Came a long way from the way I was living. Boss tight, gotta pay then I'm spinning. In this game we playing, gotta play to the finish. You gotta stand firm, stay out of your feelings. Big dog, I wouldn't change for a penny. Plus I'm solid to the core, my name hold weight in the city. Who gon' murder first, it's like a race in my city. Put 100 on his head, young is racing to hit him. Come from a place where niggas hate when you litty. In pressure bust pipes, I'ma make y'all feel me. They say I ain't nice with the mic, y'all silly. You ain't seen another nigga like me, really. And he don't do it like me either. So really out here with it, and I got myself a gun. I feel like Nasir, nigga. I'm a wild side demon, he ain't got fear in him. And I'm headed to the stop.
Oh,
and I'm headed to the top, I ain't gon' stop here, nigga. And I'm about to take flight, I done got clear, nigga. And the price then went up, this is my year, nigga. I ain't spending in the minutes, only right that I flex. VBS diamonds, blood walking on my chest. See how I'm shining, you can tell I'm up next. I'm dripped down in Nike, dog, I know you see the text. Respect in the power, so you know the money next. Know the money next. Got the respect in the power, so you know the money. Know the money next. Got the respect in the power, so you know the money. Know the money next.
Yo, I'm telling you, mad underrated.
That boy is mad underrated. He's one of the best
players.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you
think?
Yeah,
that's fire right there. Yeah, that's fire right there. That's fire. Like that beat, too. You know what I'm saying? The ooh. Because I'm an old school dancer, you see? I can rock off that, too. You feel me? Like literally, I can sway on it, you know?
He's just got his own sound, man.
Exactly.
He's got his own sound. You know what I mean? Like when he does. I'm drunk off that alcohol. You know what I'm talking about?
No, man.
Every day.
He's just dope, man. Yo, what the fuck is that?
Yo,
what happened,
bro?
He said, what the fuck is that? What happened? Who did it?
What's that noise? That's noise. What is, what is that?
Hold
come on, man.
Oh, that's me. Hold
that's probably him getting food.
Oh, food? Yeah, I guess.
It's probably him rattling a bag or food or something.
All right. Did I make it better?
Is that what you're
that
doing?
I'm packing a bowl. No, I'm packing a bowl. I'm going to admit it. I'm coming out with my hands up. I had to take my ear pods out of my ear and I put them in the little
charger. Oh,
you still got you got shit. You still got the shit. It still works.
Yes,
it still works.
Dude.
This is the best part anywhere, yo. They should call me for the people that advertise the shit. Yo, this Apple
he's
would be a new
phone.
Generation.
He's got the shit phone. He's got the shit phone. He's got the shit phone. Shit has got the phones. Yeah.
City.
It's a shitty situation when it happens to you. It falls in the toilet, you don't know what to do. All I know is that I start a little bit of sweating. And then all I know is that I start to fretting. I got my ear pods in the toilet. Oh no, boy, I done do it.
This is a money-making adventure. Let's get in touch, man. Ain't no kidding.
Yeah, we're going to call the song That's the Shit.
You guys tell me if you want me to tell the story. I'll tell it. I don't want to waste no air time. I'll tell it,
tell us quick, though, man. Tell us quick.
Tell your story.
Okay, so basically, I was at a friend's and, girlfriend's mine, so I was there with her, and then she came into the bathroom, like popped into me, like she was a police and shit. So I jumped up, and then they heard the ear pod, like, I was like, damn, like, you know, I'm in the bathroom in here. I'm in my office, right? So as I jumped up, didn't think about it, right? Like the ear pod, as I jumped up, when I turned, right, I turned the wrong way, so then it fell in the toilet, bro.
What's
not only that, I think I did like an immediate right. I did like an immediate right, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was, no, hold on, that was my left, hold on, I hit immediate left, it fall in. I don't know how it fell in, but it fell in, and then there was some buddies down there, right? I was like, oh, damn, I was like, oh, shit, I'm like, are you serious? Like, but I was like, okay, oh, real quick, so I basically had to, like, fix, but I felt the hole down in there, right? So whoever know anything about the plumb or about the toilet, you know what I'm talking about. So it was a hole down there, so I was like, damn, my finger's in there.
Hold on. Right now, Mr. Poop is popping in for South Park. You remember him?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I love that, too. What was his name? Crappy or something? Like, what was his name?
But go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on, man. Finish it up.
Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, so basically, I felt the hole. I felt the ear thing, the ear pod kind of like go through the hole, but I kind of like grabbed it with the fingers, like nubbed it, right? So I nubbed it.
Oh, God.
I it. Then I was like, I won.
He said,
I was
like,
I got out of here, flushed the toilet. My friends were gone. My story is done.
Yo, your story isn't done. So them shits, and I mean them shits actually work still.
Yeah, no, it still works 100%. I can push my buttons and it does what it needs to do. Yes, I'm telling you, these Apple AirPods, the new series generation, it's still worth it. It was in the toilet. It was in the water. It was with my friends.
Mm.
And it's just still
working.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, okay, 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 enough, enough. I got you. I got you.
Figured it out, man.
And that's $300 right there. That's $300 when I first came out.
Hey,
all right,
man,
no doubt. I got to smoke.
Yo,
you
man.
Guys caused me to smoke. I got to smoke a bowl.
100%, man. Yo, go smoke, man. Shit.
Jeez, okay, man.
I like this.
So anyway,
I like this show,
that is now Mr. Shithead.
Yeah, I'm shithead again, Maddie. I'm shithead. Oh, shit. Well, it was a situation, but at least they still work. And it's the best
yeah.
My shitty situation.
That's just
but,
hilarious.
Yo, hey,
you know what? This
yo,
is reminding me
some...
of the shitty situation. Now, I got to tell you a little story real quick. So, anyway, you remember
okay.
me telling you about that Camp Greystone I went to, that big elite camp,
yeah.
you know, that's like $9,000 a week or whatever?
Yeah,
your mom
yeah, that's
so,
what the fuck? Damn.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, it's fucking insane. It's insane. But anyway, so in order to become canoe certified instructor, okay, a certified canoe instructor, I said it the wrong way, you had to go and sleep in the canoe, tied up to, like, other canoes. Y'all had to go sleep on the water through the night, right? So there's a bunch of us girls sleeping out in the fucking canoes on the water, right? And, I mean, we're in a fucking elite camp. There's just not people coming and going. We're not next to the horse stables, you know what I mean? Like, we're at the lake. And the next thing I know, we look over and we start seeing these flashes over at, actually, we were actually singing The Little Mermaid in the canoes, right? You know, it's a whole bunch of girls doing girl shit. But anyway,
wow.
And yeah, I know, right? So anyway, freaking, we see a bunch of flashes and we look over and everybody's popping up out the canoes, like sitting up, you know, because we were all laying there chilling, looking at the stars and shit, singing. And fucking the next thing you know, we're looking over, we're sitting up there looking at the flashes, and then we hear a scream and then a splash, and you see this big splash go down next to the docks. Of course, it freaked us the fuck out, you know what I mean? So we are all up in the middle of the fucking lakes, or, you know, screaming. What the fuck? Like, that shit was crazy. Well, I come up, we make it through the night, obviously. Our camp leaders was freaked out too, but they calmed us the fuck down. And I got my canoe certification for instructing. And come up and I told my mom the story. I was like, it was the craziest thing. Like, we saw these flashes of light and we were like, you know, we were just singing The Little Mermaid and fucking saw these flashes of light. And then we heard this big splash. Well, come to find out, it was her and this other nurse, right? That was working at the camp. They had came down to take
yeah.
a picture, right? And back then, it was the camera that had the flash. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like you had a phone and took a picture. It was, you had the big-ass camera, and it had the flashy thing on it, right? And you took a picture on film that you had to get developed, in case y'all have never had to do
yeah.
that. So, anyway, her and this nurse snuck down there so she could take pictures of us. I'm like, I was like, are you kidding me? She was like, well, I was like, what happened? Well, come to find, I was like, what was that big splash? She was like, well, I fell in the lake. And I was like, what the hell do you mean you fell in the lake? You know what I mean? I didn't say it like that, but I was like, what do you mean you fell in the lake? And she was like, well, that nurse that she walked down there with, that she worked at the, you know, infirmary with, hit on her, and she was trying to back away from her and walked back off of the deck and fell
really?
in the lake.
Yo, I talked to your mom today, man. I've never been so
I know.
Scared. Like, usually, like, women love my ass, man. But honestly, I'm like, yeah, sorry, you're
handsome.
Your number.
Handsome.
I'm like, she's like, who's this? I'm like, I do the radio show with your daughter. And she's like, oh, yeah, I heard about something like that. And I'm like, yo, no, it's for real. I'm like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you, man. She's like, yep. And then I'm like, okay, I bid you adieu. No, she's cool, man. She's straight up G. I can tell by her voice, man. She's straight up G.
Hey, Maddie.
Mom
Maddie,
was like,
might,
so I called
yeah.
mom. But listen, I called Mom while I was, well, he was on, she was on the phone with Maddie. I called her on the house phone. And she was like, Shelly, I've got your friend Maddie on the phone. I was like, what? Why are you talking to Maddie? And she was like, well, apparently he has our money. And I said, our money? What the fuck are you talking about, our money?
Well, I did say
that's all I'm saying. Like, that's all I'm getting into. But I was, so anyway, I was like, Mom, you've done lost your mind. And she was like, oh, I know who he is. I was just kidding with you. And I was like, well, okay.
Well, at least he's happy now instead of, like, walking around with a gun about to shoot somebody. You know, like, shoot, mom's just mom, right?
No, but, yo, Milton, just hearing her voice, I'm like, oh, I mean, like, okay, I'm a smooth operator, man. And honestly, you know how you could feel? Like,
oh, you can tell my mom's,
right,
like, straight up,
like,
yeah, like.
Through a phone, like, honestly, from, like, 2,000 miles away, she's seeing right through you. I'm like, I couldn't get a hold of
that's my mom.
I called you.
Yeah, she was like, apparently you gave him my number. I was like, well, yeah.
You're like a veteran.
I was like, it's Maddie.
Yeah.
What the hell do you mean? It's Maddie.
That's dope. All right,
she
well,
was like,
tell her, I mean, I'm sorry to bother her, but, I mean, it was nice to meet her. Anyway.
Oh, no, that's just mom's for you, man. Like, sorry, but that's just the way she is. She's that way with everybody. Yep. That's his mom. Anyway.
Good that protection.
Yeah. So let's talk about this next cat that we're going to play real quick, which is the messenger. If I can get him pulled up here.
Oh,
you
don't
know,
okay,
I'm still fighting.
I got to do mine, man. It's got to be drunk. Please, please, please. I told you today, no favorites, but please. Play that track.
Play that every time.
No, you play yours floating every time. We're playing drunk this time. I'm putting my foot down.
Put his foot down.
You can play floating after it, man. Yo, just play drunk, please, because I'm trying to get there right now.
Okay, well, we will play yours. This is it's the messenger. ITZ the messenger. Drunk. Let's get it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Tomorrow, spin a trigger with the sorrow. And we about to get drunk, about to drink all night, drink all night. And we about to get drunk, yeah, drink all night, drink all night. We ain't worried about tomorrow, spin a drink away the sorrow. It's going down tonight. We about to get drunk, one night down, and we about to go again tonight. Oh yeah, nothing else matters, cause I'm with all my friends tonight. Oh yeah, if it happened in the past, we better put it all in the wind tonight. Oh yeah, put some watches in the air, cause we doing this till the end of time. Oh yeah, I need to try to get away. About to take this bottle in there today. Pop one more, and let's celebrate. Night to remember, yeah, about to go down to September, oh yeah, cigar in my right hand, red cup in my left, I just to do this by myself, but tonight I'm gonna share, I need me a night, ready to get a weekend, so I can hang with my dog, and we can all pretend, and buy us a liquor, long nights with no filter.
Yo, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I just love that track, man. Maybe for a weekend. I love that shit. Honestly, it makes me feel better about my addiction. Tell you the truth. Love it. Actually,
cool.
I'm going to write the messenger right now and tell him we're playing this shit. Because we play a lot of his stuff, don't we? He's a good talent.
Yeah, we do. We do indeed. So, what I'm thinking is next. What do you think I'm thinking next?
I don't know. Actually, I'm I don't know at all. Usually, I'm intuitive with you, but not this time.
All right. Well. I think I'm going to play Lord Chaos next.
Okay.
And this is called...
Maybe for the weekend.
Wolves. Let's get
right.
It.
That's good.
Look, sometimes you just got to know when to know better to do better. And to do better is to know better. Chaosity World, OCF, LTR. What we doing, boy? Let's dig it in. A little street code, ain't nothing fair. When the blood of cuz, I can love that. In the hood of pins, I'm a thug, yeah. 20 band large, just to pop up. I ain't in your club, if I can blow butt. It's 40 grand large, just to show up. I got a lot of haters when they come home. I keep my eyes on them and they beat too. Couple bangers in the E2. I keep a couple hitters in the B2. I need my dollars green like B2. You hear me? Coming count 3-2. Money keep coming, follow these rules. Only wise men really play the fool. Only G's move on they own too. Money runs show, you know how we do. Here's the jungle out there, nigga, be cool. The brain get hunted on the full moon. Set the trap up around high noon. The ribs start touching at the sundown. The eyes glow, and the mouth drew now. Teeth out. It's time to run down, wolf out. See the things, me, I'm here now.
When the wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there. They hiding in plain sight, cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex.
When the wolves show they teeth,
when the wolves show they teeth,
when the wolves show they teeth,
when the wolves show they teeth, bitch off a sucker ass. And 4-4 chunky got a tug ass. He threw a shot at me, got a buzz back. We gotta see each other, don't trust that. Eye to eye, homie, now what's that? No apologizing on the mid lap. His gun in the dog is his back. The feminine vibe, gotta hide that. Real G, it can't deny that. Boomerang that, let it fly back. Translate that, that's a hundred racks. You don't want the smoke, boy, that's a fact. On what? I give a fuck about your feedback. Please come and act, I might really need that. Shut down sounds, I really need that. I've been through some things, man, where we at? I might slap you once before I react. You hear that howl? That's a wolf pack. 100 B-100, that's a Jew black. It's all black out, like a fuse black. Fuse that, choose that, lose that. Blue black, when I bruise that. New black, 2021, when I cruise that. Who that, send a wolf to chew that.
New wolf, show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. New wolf, show they teeth, you better not take it there. They hide it in plain sight and cheese gloves. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When new wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flip. When new wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight and cheese gloves. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show.
When new wolves show they teeth, when new wolves show they teeth, show they teeth.
Yo. When you talk about a perfect song, that's got to be, like, one of them, dude. Like, that track is unbelievable. It takes you to a different world. And I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love people who take chances, right? Right, Shells? I love people who take chances. And you never know what you're going to get, honestly. If you just go outside your box, hey, just do it for your own time. You got time. You're in the studio. Hey, fuck it. Do something crazy different. You never know when you can change music. Do something, like, different. And you don't have to release it. You don't have to do whatever. Just do it for yourself, but try something new, and you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised what you can come up with. I've been telling my artists that lately. I've been saying, yo, look, yeah, that song sounds too much like the last one and the one before that. I say, come on, man. Get out the box. Be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, Chaos does a good job, man. Little Chaos does a good job. And, of course, you know, when I think about my daily music, I gotta have some Frost in there, right?
Yeah. Frost been good for him, man.
Yeah. What the hell, man? Shit's crazy. My phone's been doing crazy shit. So I'm still fighting AT&T, you guys, for my phone. So not only did the car get wrecked this week, but the phone got cracked. You know, I've been working on it now for about a week.
Just buy a new one.
Yeah. No, man. I'm not paying $1,300 for a phone when I have insurance on it. I've been paying for it every fucking month. No.
Oh, got you.
No, I've got a Samsung 22 Ultra. Like, I don't have money to replace that right now. No. So, anyway.
You're paying insurance shit. Like, yeah, they better get you a fucking phone.
Yeah, for right. For facts.
That ain't my fault.
For facts, right.
You know how many phones mine have been involved in, like, big court cases.
I can only imagine.
Like, no, honestly, like, I'm like, I can't find my phone. So
yeah.
I'll go buy a new one. And the police are like, well, your phone was located right next to this murder. And I'm like, oh, you found it.
Wow.
Yeah, I already got a new one. Yeah, no, I'm not even joking, man. Like, honestly, my phone, because I never, well, since my crazy ex-wife, I don't put my location services on anymore because that's how she got me. But
yeah, okay.
So they find, I can't find my own phone. They find it, and it's like, yeah, that was like triple homicide right there. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, okay.
You know what's crazy? Speaking of murder scenes, So to manage these storage facilities, right? And
okay.
So you like lived on the site, right? So I would go to school and work there. I go to school in the evening, you know what I'm saying, and work there. And then I switched to the hospital and went to school at night. But anyway, when I was still working there. So when you're a pharmaceutical rep, you have to store all your shit in a storage unit. I don't know if y'all know that or not. And Frito-Lay and Archway Cookies and all those motherfuckers, they rent out storage units all across the United States.
Hold up. I want to hear the rest of the story, but you were actually a pharmaceutical rep?
No, I wasn't a pharmaceutical rep. I was a nurse.
Well, what? Oh, okay.
I managed a storage facility. Yeah, no.
I mean, it's
a storage facility where the pharmaceutical reps had to store all their stuff. Like, I was cool with all the pharmaceutical reps, you know what I'm saying? They helped me through a lot of shit and helped me get in with the people I need to get in with and shit like that.
But, yeah, they're fun motherfuckers.
Yeah, they helped me with my school books and everything. Dope-ass people. So anyway, like, I get a phone call, right? And this is when I was married to my first husband. I'm 18 years old, right? I'm just newly married. I'm managing the storage facility, right? And redoing my apartment, and I've been there about 3 months. I wake up to a phone call. Hello? I said, yes. You know, who is this? I was like, hello. And they were like, AAA storage or whatever it was. And I was like, yes, who is this? And they were like, this is the FBI. We're at your front gate. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what? They're like, yes, this is the FBI. We're at your front gate. We need to open a unit. Well, come to find out, these people had murdered their kid and put him in a freezer in the storage unit that had electric.
Yo, man, you got to write a book, Sheldon. Like, for real. I'll do the foreword on the book.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. That's fucked.
So when you have to walk through the storage units, like, at night, because not only do we have the storage units outside that had electric and all the big warehouses and everything else, but inside, it was like one of those creepy fucking hallway storage units that you see, because that's what the fuck it is, and you flip it on, and you've got this long-ass hallway with all these fucking doors, right, and it's dark, and it's connected to your apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you walk through, and there's, like, a little, like, garage area that goes, that you walk through again, and it's, like, a storage unit. It's where all they are.
Yeah.
So it's freaking me out. Like, you know what I'm saying? No. That shit was crazy. I was like, we got to go. We got to get the fuck up out of here.
That's messed up.
Yeah. So you just never know what's going to happen to you. Never did I ever think that was going to be. And then I had him in another time because he had, like, a mailbox service, too. You know, like a UPS store or whatever. And they were shipping drugs through the mail. So, like, it was crazy. Like, that shit was insane. It's not all storage wars, people. There's actually shit that goes down.
Yeah, I'll buy this thing with the dead kid inside. $600, $700.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, when I saw that, I was scared to death to open the lockers from that point on. Like, what the fuck are you going to find? You know what I mean? Yeah. I still have a JFK candidacy pin that I got at one of those auctions. I told the auctioneer, I was like,
that's
the owner of the facility.
That's some coin, though. It's probably worth some coin, actually. I'm sure
but I
kind of want
to pass it down through my family, you know what I mean? I want them to just hold on to that. Just a piece of history.
Because
they're trying to erase a lot of it. Anyway, yeah. So, like I said, tears of hate, man. So, honestly, what kind of phone do you have, Maddie?
Sorry?
What kind of phone do you have?
Oh, mine right now is... I'm always an Android boy. Ever since it started coming out. I just, honestly, like, I bought one of those, like, the Apple Pro computer. Oh, I bought two of them. One got stolen. That was a whole nother story, man. A bunch of crackheads came in and grabbed my shit when I was in New York. Anyway, so I bought another one, but I just hate the Apple platform. Like, honestly, like, I hope this, Milton, I hope this doesn't ruin our chances of us getting a Apple sponsorship. But yeah, I never got it. And honestly, like, someone hands me an Apple, like a phone, and I'm just like, what the fuck, man? I just want to take a picture. Like, goddamn. Anyway, so yeah, I have an A53 5G. Samsung A53 5G, I think it is. I don't know. Like I said,
it just sounds dumb.
It's the phone.
I've got the Samsung Galaxy Notepad 6483, 238 megabytes, 489,000 megahertz. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, are you making fun of me, dude?
No, I was saying that's the way they are with phones, because you were like, I have an Android, whatever the fuck it is. I mean, you know, it's not a Motorola phone. 100%
Android,
but,
dude.
Yeah.
100%.
But like, they always have a number on them. Like, my kids is like AO3 or AJ3 or 8-something-3. And,
oh, yeah,
and
no,
like,
it was better. The Pixel's better.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like... And what the fuck, why do we have to have an IMEI number on every fucking phone? Like, why can't we just have, like, the scan thing? Like, I don't need to give you all the barcodes. This is, like, modern-day technology. I can scan the motherfucker I bought in real time. You can actually get on the phone with me, scan it yourself, so I don't have to type all that shit in. Like, it's crazy. Phone companies. Please come out with an app that you can actually talk to somebody when you buy a phone or get a phone replaced or whatever the fuck ever, and they can actually get the barcode while you're on the phone through the camera, you know, the thing that you all promote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Stiles, you know what it is, man. Like, the amount of customers, like, I guarantee you that they have 1,000 people that called in because they didn't have any nuggets left in McDonald's. Like, it's just, like, that kind of shit.
Well,
there's,
I mean, I get that. But then that's when you just fucking are like,
we're
okay, you can pay this much for the phone call.
Yeah, we're just a number.
And do it.
Like, honestly, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are. You could be, like, I don't know, whoever the fuck you are. You're still waiting in line.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
Yo,
I hit the button
there?
I didn't mean to.
Hey, at least it's working, dude.
I thought that was me.
I hit the button and I didn't mean to, man.
Did you do a fuck up?
I did a fuck up of the week.
Good job.
I was doing sound effects for you, Maddie. I was
what?
Bringing
what?
You in, what? Man. I was doing sound effects for you. I was bringing you in, man. It was your intro.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. There goes Maddie. And then he talks.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
I'd rather, like,
do you not think that's dope?
Control or something like that. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I would take something different. Like, mama's going to knock you out or something, but.
Yeah, I'm saving up my deck so I can do a trip. So we can do a trip. So we just should meet up somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That'd be awesome.
Well, we're trying to do this thing,
yeah.
Man. We're trying to do this don't count me out shit, man.
There you go. You know, I can just come.
We need to just do it. Oh, and let me tell you
something
else, guys. My friend, you remember Gus King George?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah, so he called me with
some...
No, listen. He called me with some really good news.
Okay.
So I got to tell you about it afterwards because I can't tell you on the air right now because papers are just being signed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I can't say anything. But, yeah, there's some good news about that. And then it's good news for Sideways, too, just to put that out there. And then let me tell you all another thing real quick about summer, guys. It is popsicle season. Now, let me tell you guys, if you've got older and you've got out of popsicles, please, for the love of God, give them another chance. All you got to do is go to your local Dollar Tree. Listen to me. Go to your local Dollar Tree. I don't know if you have those in Canada. They're probably like local $8 tree. But anyway, freaking go and get, there's this certain brand. It's called Cool Pop, okay? And you get the tropical kind. Thank me later, everybody. Thank me later. So go get those. Try those today. Dollar Tree, you can give us a sponsorship any day. I will take it in Cool Pop.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if they sponsor us now, girl, you didn't tell me I need half that money.
Right, no. For real, though. We need the Cool Pops.
We need
the Cool Pops. Maddie, if you don't have them, I'll send you some to Canada. Can I send them to you? Will you get them?
Well, I don't know.
Customs take them.
Legitimate? Well,
I mean it's Cool Pops.
Which I recommend. Anyways, I get what you're saying, though, about summer. So I'm heading home with my uncle, and I'm just like, fuck, man. Because it was, like, crazy. Like, I don't know, your temperature, like 130 in this place I slept for a week. We're going to, he's dropping me off in Calgary to the bus, and I'm just like, dude, he's like, I need a coffee. I'm like, go and buy a coffee. I'm like, oh, my God, a Slurpee machine. And since then, I've been fucking addicted to Slurpees. Like, I can't get enough of them. Like, I guarantee I put on, like, 5 pounds of fat. Just, well, I always burn it off. But, yeah, just eating Slurpees, man. So I get the popsicle thing, 100%, man. I get it. I like cold shit.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, something just came over me, and I was like, you know, it's hot, and it's fucking, I want something that tastes good, like Skittles, but not Skittles, because they're hard and chewy, and I want something cold and melty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Man, Chelsea, it feels like I know you, dude. It just feels like I know you so well, honestly. Like, I can just see you having a Skittles attack.
Yeah, facts, for sure. Maddie, you do know me. Like, if anybody knows me, you know me. Just because we haven't, like, met in person, which is really crazy. I don't feel like we haven't, because I feel like we have. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
to all our listeners, Chelsea and I haven't met ever before. But she's...
Nor have Suck It Up and I.
My second... Really? So all of us...
Really?
Sale, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That special soul.
I'm bringing my skateboard. Shells, you can bring the popsicle.
I'll bring the popsicles and the lawn chair. And I can bring a whistle, and whoever falls, I can blow a whistle at them.
There you go.
And
that's
you're out of here every time.
What? Why
you
gotta
take a picture.
Go there? Like,
I'll record that shit. I'll go live and be like, all right, guys, every time they fall, I'm blowing the whistle and you're out of here.
Everybody's like, why?
Right?
Yeah. Like, why? Like, I don't, how did your mind go to that at all? Like, man,
because
you didn't put that kid in that storage unit? That wasn't you, was it? Like, that seems like about the same level of.
Right, yeah. No.
All right, what are we going to play next?
Okay, so we're playing Frost. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's get it. No. Okay, let's get it. Yeah.
No way, Jose.
Hey, the end of 2021. Frost. 200. If they hate you, let them hate. If they patient, let them wait. Ain't nobody say they perfect, bet we all make some mistakes. If you lose, you not a failure, but you quit, you a disgrace. It's like tortoise in the hair, and you know who win the race. So throw your hands up and dance. Pay me in advance. About to board this Avion, that means plain speaking in French. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. It's pretty hard to make it if they never take a chance on you. You find yourself in hairy situations like tarantulas. Opportunity keep calling you, you better answer. Cause if your situation's shitty, you need to take advantage of it. That thing she did with her tongue, I bet her man would love it. Fuck that nigga, kill that nigga, help him meet the man above him. My tongue a lethal weapon, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. 816, that's where I'm from, like undercover brother. I just smoked a L, I'm about to roll another. Like someone naked in the snow, I'm a cold motherfucker. If it's some business, won't discriminate the color. Bought the bottle while he only buy you one and not another. Throw your hands up and dance, pay me in advance. About to board this Avion, that mean plain speaking in France. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. Crazy, I ain't died yet, fly like I'm a pilot. Codename me Johnny Depp, I chase booty like a pirate. Never seen the Caribbean, but I slept with Europeans. Plus I found an angel, cause she fucked me like a demon. I should probably call them Ripley's, I got bars you won't believe. Turn your town into a ghost, just roll through like tumbleweed. At your neck like you was capping, I refuse to take a knee. I ain't never acting make-believe, cause fake I hate to see. I know COVID is a virus, but you rappers a disease. My flow sicker than the flu, on the mic is where I sneeze. Tryna get my slice and play like a kid at Chuck E. Cheese. But right now I'm getting hot, so I'm rolling up my sleeves. Throw your hands up and dance, pay me in advance. About to board this Avion, that mean plain speaking in France. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician from the way I use my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. Just throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. 200.
Because I said so.
Yo, that song is lyrically right. Like, I think that's
perfect.
The first, you know, we do these shows and stuff. Yeah, we do these shows, and, you know, I'm usually doing something else during the song, but I'm listening to the song. But actually, I actually took time. That's, yeah, man, his lyrics are crazy in that track, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta love Frost. And he's an all-around good dude, too.
Yeah, we got to get him back on soon. He's got to have something new.
Yeah, for sure.
No, yeah, he's always working. Okay.
So, let's see who else we got going on here.
Yeah, what's the West Coast?
Name me somebody. Okay.
But not the one with Cool Boy. Pick another one.
Okay.
Wait. I forget you run the show. I'm just a bystander.
All right.
I'm definitely okay with that.
We're going to do... This Ain't What You Want, West Coast Stone. Let's get it.
All right, let's get it.
Hey, Ed, man, what's going on, brother, man? For sure, man. Hey, look, man, I got a question, man.
Yeah, what's that?
I've been looking for Ed, man. Seen him around town, man. You know? know what I mean? He been speaking up on my name, man. So instead of him looking for me, I'm looking for him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I let him know,
anyway, man, blessings to you, man.
Thank you, man.
Tell the family I said hi, man.
Yes, sir.
And
I'll
see y'all around later, man.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Peace.
All right.
Bang.
Bang.
Keeping it shaking, rocking and roll. I keep my eyes peeled so I know where I'm going. Cause niggas try to blind you with all the hate. It's mandatory that I stay strong, hard in the pain. Cause I ain't worried about whoop-de-whooping them at this time. I give everybody respect till they cross that line. My mama always told me that the world be mine. So this ain't what you want. You don't want these problems. This ain't what you want. You must tell me confused. This ain't what you want.
Man, I love that. You know, honestly, like, I mean, you're my age, yo. And that was kind of before our time, you know. But I love how he's bringing that back.
That I don't know. It was around my time,
know?
Too. I guess, I mean, I listened to records. Jerry
well, yeah,
Franklin
you
or
started.
Stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think you
I
started earlier than I did. I think that might have been, like, yeah, you probably listened to that when you were, like, 9. But for me, like I said, man, my parents are very strict about explicit lyrics. So, I mean, most of the funk stuff didn't have explicit lyrics. But, yeah, I wasn't really allowed to listen to that. That's why I think it's so funny how I ended up in hip-hop, like deep into hip-hop.
Yeah.
Life's crazy, man. That's another thing. Like, honestly, life, yo, if you have an opportunity to take it, it may not be what you were supposed to do, but, I mean, if it's a good enough opportunity, just do it and see where it goes. Like I said, you can always fall back on the other stuff that you were supposed to do. Just see what's up, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, actually, I want to play a song, too. You know, I was thinking about So Gotta, and I was thinking about him being in the King Kunta video and then in the Humble video, you know, and then To Pimp a Butterfly and all that shit. He was in all that shit. So I think we should play some Kendrick Lamar Humble.
Yeah, let's get it.
So, let's get it.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this Parmesan with my accountant, lifted back, I'm down
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold up,
down.
Sit down.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Who
that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage. I'm the set man. Get the off my. Hey, that ain't right. Make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then let's take you down right on your mama's couch and polo black. Hey, this is way too crazy, hey, you do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey. Obama just paged me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey. Most think y'all be faking, hey. They modest about it, ayy. She elaborated, ayy. This that great poupon, that AV on that TED talk, ayy. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ayy. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Up, hold up, hold up,
be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Up,
be humble.
Hold up, hold
tell
up,
them
hold
sit
up,
down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up, hold up, hold up,
be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
My left stroke just went viral.
Yeah.
Sit down. Yeah.
He's a lyrical genius too. He's just a genius with music.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and J. Cole, man. Those guys are like something else.
Facts. All right. Let's see. Okay. I'm trying to think of different people that we've had on here.
Yeah, I was going through all your posters, but, I mean, there's so many. Man.
The what?
Yeah, there's so many.
What?
Yo, what about Doc Nasty, man? I think that was the time when I was smashing my head.
Yeah,
Doc
you were.
Doc Nasty had some beats, didn't he? Yeah, oh, I was done. I should not
have
been on the
radio. All right, let's play some
Doc Nasty. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. We'll do what you know about. Let's get it.
Gilly Gill, what you know about him? Polly Parker, what you know about him? Liz Love, what you know about him? Two Face, what you know about him? Come on!
What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie.
Dickie suited up,
marks get boogie.
Neighborhood's up, represented boogie.
What's up? What's good?
The homies don't dance, we bully. Dickie suited up,
marks get bullied.
Neighborhoods up,
represented fully.
It's that West Coast rhythm, that's how we living. G-Funk and the speakers is the vibe we giving. That's how it goes down throughout the South Bay.
Cause this type of shit that happens every day.
With a front, back, side to side, puppet style pop lock, finished off with a glide or two-stepping. No matter the tempo, when it feels real good, close your eyes and bend low. That's the definition of a boogie. And when you know, you know. And if you don't, choose a rookie. Wilmington to L.A. Then left the park here, we let the funk play. See. Walking, what you know about it? Low riding, what you know about it? Gold laces, what you know about it? Dana Dane's on the classic, what you know about it?
What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie. If you suit up, marks get boogie. Neighborhoods up, represented fully. What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie. If you suit up, marks get boogie. Neighborhoods up, represented fully. It's that funk, that funk. Got your speakers vibrating in the back of the trunk. And if you don't mind, I wanna be too blunt. But Wizlam don't play when he gets the stunt. The circle that I run with is loyal. I stand 10 toes down when I rap my soil. But the funk translates all over town. No hate for my niggas who ain't feeling my sound. The black sheep, something like a misfit. But my skin's thicker than a KFC biscuit. I never did enough representing the West. So I took a little patience just to bring out the best. See walking, what you know about it? Low riding, what you know about it? Gold laces, what you know about it? Dana Dane's on the classic, what you know about it? What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie. If you suit up, marks get boogie. Neighborhoods up, represented fully. What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie. If you suit it up, marks get bullied. Neighborhoods up, represented fully.
It's the black and brown love, that north and south love, that Golden State and Colorado love style. No offense to the other 49, but this is just a load for me and mine. Still bobby your head, so I guess you don't mind. This little love letter to the place where I grind. So turn it up and make it all the way live. And drive traffic to my music like the 405. I get lost in a loose leaf when the music's so funky. Reminiscing the bootsy every time that you bump me. Big ups to Mama Wiz for leaving her own. And God bless the child that got me in this zone. See you walking, what you know about it? Low riding, what you know about it? Gold laces, what you know about it? Dana Dane's on the classic, what you know about it?
What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie. If you shoot it up, marks get boogie. Neighborhoods up, represented food. What's up? What's good? The homies don't dance, we boogie. If you shoot it up, marks get boogie. Neighborhoods up, represented food. Represented fully. Represented fully.
Yeah. 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 Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here. Talk about bringing that P-Funk back, man. Oh.
What?
Who are you guys talking to?
I was saying, what did you think? I don't know who you think, but what did you think of that, guys?
That was awesome. I'm high.
Dude, how high are you right now, man? That was awesome.
I'm just gone right now.
Yo, good, man. Like I said, man, it's a chillin' Wednesday, dude. That's what we do. Fucking relax. Yeah.
Just fuck it up. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts. That's great. So,
oh, yeah.
I still want to play some rapid fire, you know what I'm saying? Let's listen to Rabbit Fire.
So.
Ball Fade. Tell me about a rabbit.
Diamond Boys.
Hey,
you know what we doing, man? Pull up. We get money every day, all day. I got smokers up and down this hallway. Phones jumping out the gym, junkies on callway. All these guns for insurance, you can call us all state. Carolina, where we at, but they gon' feel us in all state. My chameleon put me anywhere, I've been like ball bait. Used to shop at Teddy's crib, but now I'm stepping ball bait. Every nigga who don't like me, swear to God, they all lame. Yeah, they yapping, but this chopper make them leave they draw lane. Catch them lacking, we can act to swing that stick is ball bait. Ain't no cap inside my rap, respect is what I call fame. Y'all just do it for the net, emoji faces y'all lame. Why you say you smoking off? You know that's your dog thing. You wasn't never in the spot whenever them laws came. Oh man, you need to stop it. All of my business, but you ain't copping. Throw some water, let's see if you shock them. I got some hitters that come through a mouth. Yeah, yeah, and we popping. Talking plugs when I got off. Everybody wants some power, but can't
smokers up and down these hallways. Phone jumping out the gym, just his own call way. All these guns for insurance, you can call us all day. Carolina, where we at, but they gon' feel us in all states. My chameleon put me anywhere, I've been like ball bait. Used to shop at Teddy's crib, but now I'm stepping ball man. Every nigga who don't like me, swear to God, they all lame.
Yo, you have any? I was going through our guest list, the posters you know me. Do you have any Fredo? Is it Fredo or Fredo? I remember he was
what?
Pretty dope. Fredo. I don't know how. F R E E D O. I remember he was pretty dope. He was a cool guy too.
Okay. I don't have a Freddo.
What are you talking about? He was
Fredo?
A guest, man.
I've got Fredo. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What are you, Fredo? This is Time is Money.
Go.
All right, let's do it.
Another hit.
Kane G. Go crazy.
Talk to him.
Time and money, I don't even waste no time. Phone ring, hardline, catch a place now. She don't let her wear the hustle, I gotta try to die. I'm in love with the streets, I can't change my mind. In the gym, shooting shots with number 9. Chop a hole in 100, hit him right out of bounds. We ain't really with that talking, we gon' air it out. Leave a fuck nigga dead, leave him talk down. When you give up in the trenches, watch how they act. I don't even trust nobody, gotta watch your back. Any man with a 2, I get you at. Where I come from, you won't come where I'm at. Bodies in the ghetto got me sipping, yeah. I stay silent, never fool, never do that. Niggas sipping on the score, how they do that? Sweat down all dog right off the mat. Niggas like they care, like they got on the hat. Pillow talking to the hoe just to get some cash. Nigga lame as a bitch, can't do that. Shoot a movie on your side, we the men in black. He thought it was cool till I kissed a nigga leg. He ran like a lap, almost hit him in the back. He moved out his hood, now he wanna talk trash. Drop it low, little nigga, put him in the bag.
Man, keep it real with your niggas, man. Hey, you never know where they gon' be gone. Niggas that call your brothers and snake you, I'll give you a venom. I can't be like these niggas, I'ma keep that tool on me. You know me, nigga. Yeah, Russian really, baby.
Island Beach, private preach, cool in the beach. Rod, you a boss now, fuck the police. Took to the cold, free all my bros. Rod, you a savage, bomb money up. I live like a doormat. Cannot put a nigga on, now we jugging, getting racks. Catching plays, now I done ran it up. Back then, they was laughing at me, now they wanna give me that. TC, rest in peace, you a legend now. I'ma step for any nigga, got a problem now. Chopper, hold a 100, I'ma empty out the rounds.
All right, all
are you
right.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Milton, what's
hello.
Up, man?
What's
How
going
you
on?
Doing, dog?
What's
good
with
you?
You know, I'm just getting prepared. I'm just
for what?
The skate park.
Oh shit, yo. Yo, do you think you skate better when you high or when you're not?
Good question. I think I just go for everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. That's a good question. I just be going for it.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man.
You know?
Yo, so where's this? Yo, have you been? So I spent a lot of time in Venice, man. It was the way to get away from my second wife for like a week by myself. I used to stay at the
Hampton. That's
what
it is.
Is that where you're going to?
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's where you're going to? Because that skate park's crazy there, man. Oh, dude, that's crazy. Man, I'm so jealous of you right now. For real. I'm so jealous, man. Sitting there watching the sunset go down.
Don't be jealous. I'm jealous.
No, because I spent a big part of my life there. Like, I figure if you spend at least 6 months in a place, you live there. So
right.
I mean, yeah, that's one of the places I feel like I lived on Washington Ave there, man. That was my trip. And that bar at the end of it, I think they called it Sail or something, or something with a boat. Anyways, man, yeah, you can chill there like crazy.
That's dope.
Wake up in the morning. Well, back in the day, I was did a lot of cocaine, so I usually used to stay up through the night. But watching the dolphins, man, come up on the pier, you know, yeah, that's heaven on earth to me. Even though it's polluted as fuck and everything, but yeah, heaven on earth to me.
Hey, I think I'm gonna play Just Amazing.
That's dope. That's super dope.
Just Amazing. God check. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
What the hell?
Yeah, shit ain't working, Shel.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks for the prayer. That.
Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta say prayer. Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta say prayer. Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta say prayer. Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. Gotta stay prayed up, yeah. Only way is up. Only way is up. Only way, only way, only way. Only way is up. Only way is up. Only way, only way, only way. And I pray too. I don't say just to say. When I say, I'll pray for you. Look, I'm feeling great too. I don't need the acknowledgement. I'm just a great dude. Hey, hold up, player. About to hit you with the quick prayer. Like, bless it, Lord. We need a message, Lord. I'ma check it, Lord. Then address it, Lord. I'm not living for the spotlight. I have plenty of those under the cop lights. Laying raggedy cells because of bar fights. Now look at me, Lord, getting my wrongs right. Right. If you knew me, you'd be proud of me. I know my granny, Uncle Charlie looking down on me. Sometimes I look up to the clouds and they smile and lean. Like, Lord, thank God I'm not wild and lean. Man, I just pray for it. Gotta stay on my grind like a skateboard. Tell these haters get in line, they'll wait for it. Tell these haters stay in line, they'll wait for it. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer. Let me say a prayer. I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Only way is up. Only way is up. Only way. Only way. Only way. Only way is up. Only way is up. Only way. Only way. Only way.
Yo, I love that, man. Let me say prayed up. I love that shit. You should say that to yourself every morning. Let me say prayed up. Yep, right? Yeah.
Back.
All right, guys. It's
like
just amazing.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man. It's catchy, and, you know, honestly, like, he's just one of the best dudes, isn't he, Shel? Like, not a bad bone in that kid's body. Just amazing.
He's a good dude,
like, not a bad, yeah, there's not a bad bone in that boy's body.
Yes. He's a good dude. For sure. Now, I gotta remember his name. Hold on a minute.
Yo, so SH, so I knew this girl that they would call her, her first name started with SH, and we'd always call her Schmammered. So, Shel, I'm going to call you Schmammered from now on. Girl, I know you. I know you like, you don't even know yourself. I know you. Hey, man. Like I said, this is a good review. A good chill time. I really had fun on the show, boys and girls.
Let's go. Hey, Shel, you should see about, like maybe to be warned if a tornado happens again. Do they have that type of stuff or technology?
Now what?
Do they have the technology that can pre-warn you if a tornado is coming so you can prepare for it? Or do they have that type of technology around?
Yeah, this is like what it was.
No, this is a watch.
It was like not even our tornado here. It was just, it was tornado-like weather. So, like, yeah.
Okay, but, Shel, do you have an underground, like, shelter?
No, we don't normally have storms like that here. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter, man. You're a hillbilly on a farm. You need a storm shelter, dude. Like, that's just, like, a given.
We don't get them here,
like,
dude. I live in between mountains, hills. I'm in the mountain state, for God's sakes. I live right in between them. We don't normally get them.
I just thought every farm had a shelter of some kind. That's just my stupid, I guess. I always thought you guys just run under the shelf, man.
I'm going to make it to the skate park. I'm so happy.
Yo, dude,
so,
I'm going to take that video out. Yeah, baby. What's up?
But listen, let's play Hair Trigger. We haven't listened to him in a while.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah. This is Hair Trigger. Asylum.
Okay.
You can fall, but I always land on the park. Never outshine the match. Chances are that the day I get dropped in a bar for bar. We no longer are in Kansas. So call for your anti-M, cause it does no good. So I'm out robbing people, making withdrawals from the ATM. So I don't withdraw by ATM. Just so you know, this is how it's fishing. So just roll, just go your phone. Stay in your lane, no one was small. So homie, just show me that you can hold your bone. For enough, can you sign your phone? Let us speak sign in Japanese. Each week's mine, and you put a hole in your credit card. Yo, I'm the inmate that let the dogs loose. Now we run to your side. I shot for the moon and land at the biological level of fire. I'm the logical level, ideologic. OG reveling devil, big shakes and trembles. Frequency treble. Hear the haters coming at me sideways. I'm so out of my mind, I'll always find ways out of this straight jacket. But outshine the man on straight jacket. Is this the 8 racket? But I could back, yeah, I guess it. I just hate racket. Still I gotta sock it, cause I'm a busted ball. Still you come out of pocket. So turn up the value, get loud. Crank up the volume, baby, let's get loud. Get sick of the fans, just ask Ellis. What happened to Nance, baby? Yeah, this is what happened to me. No more clothes, twice as nasty. The bet that hoes ever won't say shit. Just bad, you face it. You're even your face, you're so nice. I'm the inmate that let
the dogs loose, now we run the asylum.
I shot for the moon and land at the biological level of spider.
I'm the logical level, ideologic.
OG rebel and devil,
base shape and tremulous
frequency treble.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't think that was the best song we should have played, but I remember, man, he's pretty good, actually. Hey, I sent you a text. Do you remember Cobra Immortal? You know, he was kind of a surprise, actually. Honestly, wasn't he?
I just pulled him up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, we're going to play Cobra Immortal. Fuck 'em all. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
So I'm here. I'm just listening to the music. I'm listening to that fire right now.
Yo, man, don't listen and skate, dog. You can get fucked.
Nah, I got it on pause. I got it on mute, but I'm listening.
All right, we love you, man.
Yeah, I love you guys too.
No.
What is that? A popsicle? Oh yeah, thank you. Did you do something to it? All right, you didn't like. You sure? And spit on it. They don't have hot sauce on the end of it or something. Seriously.
The hot sauce.
What?
the hot sauce
right.
going on around
well,
your
you
head.
Know, I love those boys. You never know what they're going to do when they come out to give you a popsicle randomly. Like, what? Why?
Right, right.
That's fucked up, though. Get on it. Yo, tell your boys to say what up. But, yeah, that's fucked up, man.
But
not it,
like, they didn't. It's good.
Are you
it's
sure?
all right.
Are you
he was being nice. He was being nice. And he brought me my favorite pineapple from Cool Pops, you all. Cool Pops, we need your support today. All
yo,
right.
Shells, yo, we're almost at a million, man. Let's approach
yeah.
them and see if they want to advertise with us. Cool Pops.
Did I call you?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here. What's that?
He's multitasking.
I love it. He's out of breath, too. Yeah. That's how I thought. That's a gangster.
So, look. We need to do one more song, and then we'll go out.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. So what will be the final song, guys?
No, you pick it, girl. It's on you. I'm going to say you the boss.
Okay.
Yo, pick a feel-good beat, though. Something like that.
All right. That wasn't it, huh? Told ya.
Put it on mute, man. After the song, come on and say goodbye, bro. Put it on mute. I can hear you shredding it up.
I got
yeah,
you.
Respect,
you don't have to worry about muting and unmuting. I got you. I'll put you on mute and bring you back in.
Bet.
All right. So here we go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Your girl here, she finally made it. Hey, chillin' with the guys and the DTs. Ain't nothing you hoes can say to me. I'm feeling so elevated. Inner class can't never be graded. Set you up, now call this shit faded. Hey, everything in this life was meant for me. Royalty, all the fancy cars and diamond rings. Can you believe financial security? I'm building empires in my life that you can never reach. Free. Got Lotto right here by my side. Definition of a ride or die. Third eye open, now your girl can fly and I can't be stopped. Like I said, we headed to the top. Getting money, boy, we ain't gotta lie. No, I said it shit up a thousand times, but that's on me.
Yeah.
What's understood don't need to be said, it's written. Got wrote it in my book so it can't be in red. Game took it. Ain't talking cash, can't have my time. Just leave your girl alone and scatter out here celebrating life. Put your hands up to the sky. Waiting for the side if you feel the fly. I want my hands to feel it. Ooh, I want my hands to see it. We dipped up, dressed up, brought a weed up, put a drink up, put another ball in my double cup. Money so tall it's standing up. We celebrate. This is celebration of life. It's a celebration of life. Once you gotta do it right.
Real love don't run out of patience, so I be running out certain patience. Got me private jet vacation, take it. Sorry you ain't relating to how I elevated my relations with a queen that's black and Caucasian. Don't matter the occasion, blaze like Jamaicans. Blue face again, three-way marriage made the bed break, but an everyday payday, so you know we celebrating, appreciating life.
What?
Done opened up my third eye, can't wait for the spiritual stop. And I got a down chick to ride. So we both on the other side. That's why I stay so high off God. Every day I see a new block. Every move I make feel right. In touch with my chakras, I believe. Mommy show me that new light. I'm a fucking king. Look me in my eye when you talk to me and don't fucking lie. For my niggas, I fucking rock. And if you need me to, I fucking drop. When it comes to money, I'm an overdrive. Try boy, we be trying to celebrate. Say nothing new, do this every day. I wake and bake. Celebrate the breath I take. Top my grind, your breath I take. Or come with the cloud nine if you know how to celebrate life.
Put your hands up to the sky, waiting for the fight if you're feeling fly. I want my hands to feel it, ooh, I want my hands to see this. We dipped up, drank up, brought a weed up, put a drink up, put another ball in my double cup. Money so tall and standing up, we celebrate. It's a celebration of life, it's a celebration of life. Only live once, you gotta do it right.
Yo, shout out Miss Scatter. I love that track, man. That was a good pick, show. Did good.
I know. I'm a good DJ. You like to fuck it up?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a good DJ. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think well, fuck it up, fucking it up.
Fuck it up, fucking out. Listen,
yep.
Guys, thanks for tuning in.
No
we
doubt.
Appreciate each and every one of you. And catch us tomorrow, Thursday, Power Talk by OG Matt Drama, Summer Edition with Maddie M and Shelf. That's right, you get a double dose of us through the week. We get a double dose of you. Remember that. It goes both ways.
Ooh,
so,
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Oh, here we go. What's good, man?
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Love you, guys. Goodbye.
Yeah, fuck it up. You need to send me that video, too, so I can post it to our Instagram account for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, chew that.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Copy.
I'll send it to you, sir. All right, guys.
I guess,
Love you.
You know, I'm going to play our podcast tune going out, but until then, this is Hump Day. Wednesday, Sideways with Shelves and Maddie Ann, and fuck it up.
Show.
And like I always
Show.
Say, yeah.
Yo, fuck that. Play,
yeah.
Paranoid. Play Paranoid on the way out, man. That's how we should end the show, actually. With that track. Yeah, no doubt.
All right. I'll play Paranoid.
All right, love you guys. 100%.
Hey, I love you guys,
you
too. And
Wednesday.
Keep grinding and shining. Remember, life spans for living isn't fucking easy. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good night, guys. See you next Wednesday. Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you.
Show,
this is Paranoid by Shelves. Just in case y'all didn't know. Hey.
You act so paranoid, thinking what you do. Well, I still kill somebody, them boys looking for you. You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Create a strap on my side. Everywhere I go, she does right. So if people start talking funny, like out the neck on the side, I'll caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as if a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my trap out. Why you acting paranoid? You really fucked up, now we're gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your clock down, I will pull my shop out. Why you acting paranoid? You really fucked up, never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy.
and they're calling after you. You're paranoid, boys. If my boy's in red and blue.
With me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a lying issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game world and let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. It's like nothing but facts. Just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collide a rollie, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoes. Reported missing shark tip, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your block out, I will pull my stop out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boy's in red and blue. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed.